Well, hello there. I'm afraid you caught me in a bit of a moment of contemplation. I realize this might seem a tad morbid to those of you who are still living, but I've been spending a great deal of time recently contemplating my gravestone, and I have to say, I do find it a bit boxy. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a fine stone truly, but compared to some of the more sleek and modern stones in the graveyard, it does come across as very square. Ah, but who am I to judge? I did not make gravestones in my lifetime. Rather, I made furniture and coffins, and did a little bit of work on the Wurttemberg Church here in Rhinebeck. Maybe my stone is boxy because I was in that line of business. You know, making elaborate boxes for the bodies of those who had passed on. Sometimes I wonder why we even use the word coffin. It's always seemed a bit fancy for my taste. Why not body boxes or corpse containers? There's honesty to that. I suppose we should ask the French, for coffin is a French word. It comes from the word coffine, which in French means something like little basket. Now that's not bad, body basket. Good alliteration there. But enough on this. You didn't come here to hear my philosophies. My name is LeGrand Curtis. As I mentioned before, I was a craftsman and builder here in Rhinebeck. I was born on November 15th of 1796. In my lifetime, I built furniture and coffins for my own company, Carroll & Curtis. We were based down on East Market Street. I can still remember one of our ads vividly. We advertised quite a few things in it. Sofas, bedsteads, tables, all varieties of chairs. We built our furniture out of a lot of local wood. Blackwood, pine, maple, walnut, sometimes mahogany. We also tended to advertise our coffins right along with our furniture. Ready-made coffins, we would always say, of every kind and size, at prices that defy competition. We also offered to transport our coffins free of charge in hearses. Yes, indeed, we boasted the finest products and services. There was a point in my life, however, where business was not going terribly well. In 1836, I was in quite a bit of debt and had to sell my home to Mr. Peter Paltz, who was the proprietor of the old Bowery Tavern on East Market Street. You know, I do believe I still have the deed right here someplace. If you'll indulge me, I'll read a small section to you. You might appreciate its rather flowery language. This indenture, made the 19th day of December in 1836, between LeGrand Curtis of Rhinebeck and Rachel his wife of the first part, and Mr. Peter Paltz of Rhinebeck of the second part, witness of. Whereas, said LeGrand Curtis, being unable to pay his debts, has concluded to make an assignment and provide for the disposition of his estate as herein expressed. All that real and personal state of said LeGrand Curtis whatsoever and wheresoever situate, accepting such goods and chattels as the law now exempts from levy and sale, on execution being chiefly his horse and lot of land in Rhinebeck, his furniture, tools, material accounts, and debts due are to become due to him. Now all that is a rather convoluted way of saying I got to keep my horse. And luckily my furniture tools. Mr. Peter Paltz then agreed to pay me $1 in exchange for my home. Thankfully there were no debtors' prisons in the United States at that time. God bless America. To make matters worse, my wife Rachel and I had 3 children to contend with. Well, let's not say worse. Let's just say more complex. They were good children indeed, Sarah, John, and Phoebe. Now, eventually, our finances did get somewhat sorted out, but alas, in 1849, dear Rachel passed away. I would go on to marry again to Maria Owen, and we had one child together. Maria and I were married for 24 wonderful years before she passed away in 1874, and I followed her 1 year later on August 15th of 1875. I thank you for listening to my story today and making my first return to Rhinebeck, New York a pleasant one. And if you happen to visit my gravestone next time you're there, I hope you won't find it too boxy.